delighted today to have Noel Boland as my guest. And Noel is with Beautiful Crazies on tour, and that's Luke Combs, isn't it? How are you, Noel?
I'm good, sir. Thank you very much for having me on. Very much appreciate it.
It's a delight to have you. Your tour is about Luke Combs. It's his music. Can you tell us a bit about your tour, first of all?
Yeah, we kicked off the tour back in January, and it's a theatre. So what the tour is, it's a celebration of Luke Combs' music, done by myself, obviously, and the musicians that are with us. We just wanted to make it a little bit different. There's lots of tribute acts out there at the moment to Luke Combs, and they do their job extremely well. They're very popular up and down the country. We just wanted to do something a little bit different and celebrate his music in our way through theatre. So that was the whole idea and concept of the tour, and it's been going so well so far. The theatres up and down the country we've played, we've had an amazing response from the audiences and the theatres alike. So really happy with it at the moment.
That's really, really good to hear that you're having a good response from the audiences. And Luke Combs himself, of course, is the big man in country music at the moment around the world.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a whole new generation, I suppose, breaking through with more modern style country. I mean, probably like yourself, I love and I'm stuck on 90s country. That's my favourite era of country music. I do love and appreciate the new modern stuff, but I'll always be a 90s country fan.
Yeah, what was the difference between 90s and what preceded it?
I think it's a more modern sound. And if you listen to country now, it has so many break-offs and so many... Like, I mean, there's even rap country now, and... You know, that's becoming really popular, and it's just a lot more modern than what you would have had your contemporary style country back in the 1990s, I think.
Yeah, it is really, really listenable to now, isn't it? It's a really, really good type of music.
It is, and it's exploded. And I mean, country in its foundation has always been about singing to the average person, the blue-collar worker, if you will. And I don't think that's changed much. I mean, if you listen to Luke Combs' songs, it's all about drinking beer on the tail truck and working, and, you know, but it's the way he tells the stories and it comes across, and it obviously just connects with people on that level, and he's exploded and they seem to love his music. But I mean, Garth Brooks back in the 90s did that as well with his music in a different way.
I was going to say, Garth Brooks is the one who sort of broke the mold, didn't he?
He did, absolutely. And even him, if you take the country artists from, say, the 70s and 80s, like your Johnny Cashes and your Merle Haggards and all that kind of stuff, Garth Brooks was the new guy in the 90s who came in and totally turned country on its head. And to them in that era, it would have been more rocky than what they would have been used to. I mean, you had guys standing under a spotlight with a guitar singing songs up until Garth Brooks came in and started smashing guitars on stage and actually putting an entertainment factor into the country music as well, which I think, obviously, judging by his crowds, you know, people loved him.
Yeah, and now I'm not suggesting that you and your band smash guitars on stage, but you have got a great band. You have got a great band behind you, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And the energy of the show is just fantastic, especially the second part. And we have the great Sarah Jory. She's the world's number one female steel guitar player. She played with Van Morrison for 8 years. Eric Clapton, the Waterboys, Phil Collins, you know. So she has an amazing legacy behind her, and Sarah's on board now and she's doing the show with us, and the crowds absolutely love and adore her as well. And the musicians, they're all young guys and they're so talented in their own right as well. And, you know, it's just like a perfect storm has come together with this band to create this. And people always compliment afterwards when we do a meet and greet outside, they'll compliment the musicianship of the guys as well, because the show is not just about me, obviously, in front singing. It's the musicianship behind everything. I can't do what I do without those guys, and likewise, you know, they need me to sing. So
yeah, absolutely right. And Luke, we nearly didn't get Luke Combs, didn't we, because he went to college to become a detective, a homicide detective. That was his original aim, wasn't it?
Well, I believe, yeah, which is really strange, isn't it, when you think about it. And then as luck would have it, he was working in a bar doing bouncing, and then he started gigging in that bar, and that's really where he kind of started. Because I don't think he started learning guitar until he was in his late teens or 20s anyway.
Yeah, and then he suddenly exploded, because I think it all started, was it 2014, when he first issued EPs and so on. And it's 12 years.
That's right. Well, I always tell the story on stage, actually. It's funny. The song Hurricane, he went and sat down with producers in Nashville and played that song for them. And he was told by a couple of them that the song wasn't good enough and to go away and work on his songwriting skills. And he actually, him and his buddy got the money together and they self-released that song. And that's actually what put him on the map, was the song Hurricane.
And I bet those producers are now thinking, what did we do in turning him down?
I'm sure they are. Or they got him back some other way. They got money out of him anyway, I'm sure.
I'm sure they did. But in 12 years or so, he's really gone absolutely massive. And as you say, it's his lyrics really that are there. And if I, you know, if you just sort of say through Forever After All, which was one of his big hits, a face I can look at forever for the rest of my life, and nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together. Those are beautiful lyrics, aren't they?
Yeah, his lyrics to his songs are amazing. I mean, he has a great team of people around him as well. And he came up through the Nashville scene, like everybody does, slogging it out in singer-songwriter rounds and meeting the right people and putting a team together of really, really good songwriters. And I think as well what appeals about Luke Combs, I mean, he still lives in a two-bedroom house. He has a lot of land and they're building a house at the moment, but he's just a really genuine, down-to-earth kind of guy. He's like a guy you can go and sit and have a beer with and just chat away to, you know. There's no airs or graces about Luke.
And a lovely story about him, I found, that someone was sued for actually selling glasses with his likeness on. And he didn't initiate the court, you know, the suing arrangement. But he then, when he found out, he actually paid the person back and then said, you can sell them on my tour.
That's right, yeah. The money was going to charity. And they were trying to sue the lady. And yeah, apparently he made a donation as well to her, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And like, I've seen videos online. He was playing to a crowd. I nearly think it was about 25, 30,000 people. And obviously, you know, as any singer, he'd been on the road for a while. His voice was really broken down. And he came out and he said, I can't give you the quality of show that I would like to give you because my voice is under strain. He goes, but I will do the show and I'll refund everybody's tickets. I mean, that's a huge thing to do.
Absolutely.
No promoter wants that.
Yeah, his agent was going berserk, I suppose, but there we are.
Yeah, his agent was crying in the corner. But that's just supposed to show you, like, it, to him, it's not about money. You know, his fans mean more to him than just a cash cow, which is really cool and very rare these days.
The one time he sort of scraped into the top 30 was when he did a cover of Fast Car, Tracy Chapman's, and he actually sang with it, didn't he? Why is he? Does he not mix? He's so huge around the world in the country charts, but just and crossed over on the Billboard charts, but just hasn't made it in the UK.
Yeah, it's funny that crossover song, Tracy. Do you know that they were doing a full day's recording session in Nashville and they had 1 hour left in the day and one of his band members suggested, let's do Tracy Chapman's song, Fast Car. And it became huge for him, like, and reignited the whole thing for Tracy Chapman as well. So, and that's one of the most popular songs, sing-along songs at our show. We do that in the second half and people just sing their heads off to that song. So they do connect with it and they do like it.
Yeah, and for me, I'm a sort of, yeah, I can take it or leave it country and western in a way. But when I knew I was going to speak to you, I downloaded his latest album, The Way I Am. And I'm hooked on it. I really, you know, I'm playing it permanently in the car.
You see, I need an affiliate link now for Luke Combs so I can, you know, push him and start getting more people onto his music. But it is, and I'm sure you listen to it and there's a song or two that would have connected with you there. And that's the power of music and the power of songwriting. That's what I love so much about music is you can write something that really, you know, connects with the audience. And that's the magic of the whole thing.
Yeah, the two that I've picked out from there really are Sleeps in a Hotel Room of when you know, you're away from your family and so on and how you're so despondent. But the other one was The Way I Am, which is a real love song, isn't it? I mean, in there he says, you could have chosen anyone in the world but you wanted me. Now, what a lovely line that is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, again, how he connects with people, musicians. He has three songs, Sleepers in a Hotel Room. I can absolutely connect to that one because we stay in so many hotels when we travel and you really miss your family. So you can definitely connect with that. And he has a song called The Park as well, which speaks about being a musician on the road and it not being everything that you thought it would be. And, you know, the sacrifices that you make being on the road as well, so... And he has a song called Doing This as well, which is along the same genre. So even musicians, he speaks to us on that level as well. And I love singing those to the audience and telling those stories.
Yeah, that must be a tremendous experience for you on the stage to do that. And, of course, Country West has come a little bit more forefront. I think partly Landman, do you know Landman, the series about the oil business in Texas, and that's... got lots of country southern music.
I'm hooked on Landman. Yeah. I watched the whole thing. It's great. Yeah. And Yellowstone as well.
Yeah. Absolutely love Landman. It's not my sort of scene, but it really is. I really love that. And that's bringing it. And of course, he was part of the soundtrack of Twisters, which was a major film, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was huge for him as well. And it's great that they put country music into all these... series that are coming out as well, because I mean, look, Eleni Wilson was in Yellowstone,
yeah,
and I'm sure she was famous before that around the scene, but that really excelled her career as well, being in that and getting to sing her songs in the show. So all those things are advantageous.
So I believe that Luc himself is on tour around Europe and in the UK now or soon anyway, and you're going to be around at the same time. But does it help you being in the country?
Yeah, it does, because when we do the meet and greets afterwards and we're saying hello to people and just generally, chit-chatting to people, a lot of them will say, oh, we have tickets to go and see Luc Combs. We loved your show. You know, this is a warm-up for it. And we've had people who have come to the show and they literally will sit in the audience and they will not know one Luc Combs song. And then afterwards they're like, oh, we're going to try and get tickets now to go and see him because we enjoyed the music that much. So it's pretty cool when you hear that, especially when somebody comes in and they don't know any of the songs. And I love when we look out to the audience and there's little kids in the audience. We've had kids as young as six at the show, and the theatre is great for them because obviously everything's seated and it's a safe environment, not like the hustle and bustle of a concert. So, and their mum and dads will come up afterwards and the kids are so excited to meet you and they're like, oh, this is our first show or our first event that we've ever been to. And, it's cool that you get to make that memory for them, and then hopefully they get tickets to go and see the real thing then as well, and that'll even be more of an experience.
It must feel good to be a warm-up man to Luc.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a lady in Manchester. It was very funny. I can't think of her name now. Auntie Kath, she's from Coronation Street. And she came with her husband, but if you look at it on Instagram, her story, they thought they were going to see Luc Combs. And they got the babysitter for the night out and everything. They got a hotel room. And she was there going, is Luc Combs Irish? After the first three songs, because I start talking after the first three songs. She goes, I didn't know Luc Combs was Irish. And if you listen to it on Instagram, it's very funny. She thought it was the real thing.
Well, hopefully you make them convince the whole people convince you are the real Luc Combs. I mean,
We do our own interpretation of it anyway, so people enjoy it, and that's it. I always say when I come out in the first half, I'll do a couple of songs and then I'll say hello and welcome everybody, but I always say, like, everybody has something going on in their lives and the world is crazy at the moment, so let's just forget what's going on in our lives and let's just have fun in here for 2 hours and forget everything, and people love that, and from then they're just singing along to every song.
Well, I can tell you that you have made me a Luc Combs fan. I wasn't necessarily aware of him so much. So just by talking to you, it's got me into his music. So, you gained another fan and Luc has gained another fan.
Well, there you go. That's the job done then.
When you're not Luc Combs, what does Noel do?
I was working normal job, 9 to 5. I used to do telecoms and IT. I did a lot of festivals. I've spent a lot of time in the UK. I'm a singer-songwriter myself as well, so I write my own material and release that. So I would have done a lot of festivals and shows in the UK before this. And I had originally approached the production company about doing a Garth Brooks show. I'm a Garth Brooks fanatic. I love the guy. And they said, we just don't think Garth Brooks would be very popular. So that was left. And then about 3 months later, they came back with the idea of doing the Luke Holmes link. So I said, yeah, absolutely. So it was great because I got to give up my job in December and do this full time. So I'm now a full time musician, which is a dream come true for me.
Absolutely. And I've loved talking to you. I hope you've, after all our problems with getting in touch with each other, I hope you've enjoyed it.
We got there in the end.
Yeah, it really has. It's been really good in the end, as you say. It's been well worth it. I hope you've enjoyed it. And really, everyone should go to see Luke Combs, whether it's Luke Combs, the Luke Combs, or Luke Combs, it's Noel.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate your time. And as I said, if people want to come and see the show as a warm-up or just to have 2 hours away from their crazy life and away from the world and just have some fun and sing Luke Combs songs on, like, that's what we're all about. And then get tickets to go see the real thing.
I'm sure they'll be put off seeing the real thing after they've seen you. Not badly, I mean, because they won't think it can be bettered. I had to rephrase
that's the plan anyway. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, thanks Noel, thanks ever so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, I appreciate it.